the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Anyone who would engage in this or indulge in this is just a plain fool.
Phil Gray, this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, and this is the third in our Psychedelic September series, where we explore some of the more psychedelic music of the mid and late 1960s. Got this week's show underway with a band called the Buff Organization, a band that released just one single in the 60s. We took the B-side from that called Upside Down World, released on Original Sound Records in 1968. Now, Buff Organization was Paul Buff and his wife Alison Buff. They recorded a lot of material between 64 and 69, but not released at the time. Paul Buff, in fact, was the owner of Pell Studios in Cucamonga, California, which eventually he sold to Frank Zappa. And a lot of the material he recorded released on a 20-volume set called Paul Buff Presents the Pell and Original Sound Studio Archives. So the Buff Organization, with a psychedelic instrumental, one of quite a few featured in this Psychedelic September episode of Retrospect.
Smoke, smoke, everywhere was smoke, everybody was smoking marijuana.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, I had thought about putting together an entirely instrumental episode for Psychedelic September. Started off with good intentions, didn't quite make it. But this one is an instrumental from an outfit out of Philadelphia. They are called the Thomas A. Edison Electric Band. This is Fifth Class Mail.
Started, fifth class mail there.
Psychedelic September on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
Three rings has the circus, the color of hullabaloos. Jumping Jupiter things, yellow and red turquoise bands, plus Sagittarius. A Sagittarius bringing laughter to the clowns, tumbling with the acrobats, telling fortunes to the gypsies. Walking with the wire walkers, Sagittarius looks down and applauds the crowd for being brave.
Most of you thought this was an accident caused by the use of LSD. It was drugs, but not LSD.
three slices of psychedelia for this psychedelic September episode of Retrospect. Thomas A. Edison Electric Band topped the set with Fifth Class Mail. Then that classic psychsploitation album, The Zodiac Cosmic Sounds. Concept album released by Elektra Records May 1967 featured early use of the Moog synthesizer. This is the album that draws on the signs of the Zodiac as its primary concept. Music written by Mort Garson. Narration by Cyrus Farrier. So a bunch of musos taken into the studio, including Emil Richards, who worked with Zappa, Marvin Gaye and Henry Mancini. Notably, Carol Kaye and Hal Blaine were the rhythm section for the album. So the Zodiac Cosmic Sounds, we had the track called Sagittarius, the Versatile Daredevil. And then wrapping the set, cover of The Seeds, Pushin' Too Hard, written by vocalist Sky Saxon, is done by a band called Things to Come, active from 1965, really part of a glut of Californian rock groups of the time. They cut only three singles during their life, including that very cool cover of The Seeds, Pushin' Too Hard. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, here's an obscure band called The Golden Grass. Out of the USA, this is the A-side of an April 68 release on Key Lock Records, The Golden Grass with Elastic Soldier.
Emptiness of your closed up mind, I can hear you stop and say, I don't need nobody for myself, only I must think. But listen here, girl, how can you put me off this way? You must think of me to be a plastic, fantastic, elastic soldier. Mary, quite contrary, how can you put me up this way? I see you now then turning away, and I know not what to say. But what makes you think, girl, that you're so fine as to consider me a plastic, elastic soldier? This is some kind of a game that you play. So you keep it up, girl, and you'll soon find yourself alone.
The exotic party with dim lights has nothing to do with LSD. It's one of those desperate suburban affairs where everyone uses alcohol to escape his inhibitions and anxiety.
When the world was traveling faster and faster, till colors became just a blur, and the buildings were falling plaster from plaster, till things just weren't what they were. What could save mankind from man when the blind? Strawberry.
cloud grew green and pushed out a stalk, and the chairs grew swaying boots and started to walk, and the strong silent ones began to talk, and 3 million people told Buzzer from Stalk. And the cloud grew greener and greener and harder, till it reminded all those there of something from the larder, and suddenly it was there, and in each and every land, each man, beast and creature had an apple in his hand. And from that day came a new recreation, the great spontaneous apple creation.
This one is LSD. We'll be right back. LSD. Now let's simmer down. Let's see what we can do.
What are you going to do, Dr. Wright?
Dr. Wright?
I had met with many such parent groups before, desperately seeking answers. When there was none, the anxiety grew intolerable and the defenses appeared. Most of them already knew the worst about LSD and were frightened. What they wanted to know was how could they get their children just as frightened.
The planets dance and break out of their trance and see the midnight sun shine down on everyone whose soul's not on the run. We're going on a pleasure ride to see the sound of the other side of the rippling silver tide. Melting into ruins, the future's coming on too soon. The valley of my childhood dreams, ghosts of forgotten things, flies on eagle's wings. The purple colors fill around, the silence makes a deep red sound. The golden bells, they resound.
Four slices of 60s psychedelia as we continue Psychedelic September. The Golden Grass top of the set with Elastic Soldier. Then out of the UK, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Pretty well-known band, produced by Kit Lambert, manager of The Who, also Pete Townsend contributing to that. Released June 1968 on Lambert's label Track Records. The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, both the band name and the album name, spectacular album too. Best known, of course, for the very successful single Fire, we had a track called Spontaneous Apple Creation. Then a track from LA session musician Jerry Cole, who worked with the Beach Boys, Dean Martin, Them, The Birds, Frank Sinatra, but he was also the driving force behind the band we had. They're called The Animated Egg, an entirely fictitious band, actually session musicians, classic psy-exploitation album, self-titled 1967 LP, The Animated Egg, track called Expo in Sound, and then thirdly a band called The Deep, featured vocalist Rusty Evans, had an album called Psychedelic Moods. Actually, there's been a bunch of CD releases with that title, Psychedelic Moods. Psychedelic Moods, a mind-expanding phenomena. The Deep and Hydropyro, Psychedelic Moods Part 4, The Final Act, and so on. There's a whole bunch of them. But we had one of those original tracks from The Deep called Trip Number 76. Global Psychedelia, straight after this. Psychedelic September, in retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Well, here's a band out of Belgium, a track called Freedom, released on King's Records. The band is called Les Altesses. Happiness, my sweet family.
Bill has tuned his father out. And where do you think he learned how to do that? He learned it from you, Mr. Jones.
From me?
Well, not just from you, Mr. Jones. From all of us.
On Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
gonna take a night upon the cloud that blow a scene into the world of fantasy. With hydraulic ecstasy. Mystic audience. Into the world of fantasy, be with hydraulic ecstasy, mystic audience.
Three slices of global psychedelia. Les Altesses out of Belgium, top of the set. Then a picture and information up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio, of this next band, Staff, Carpenborg, and the Electric Corona. Now, name of the album is called Fantastic Party. It's out of Germany, 1970. It's kind of psychedelic rock, kind of experimental music, kind of space rock, kind of free funk music. The album, as I said, called Fantastic Party, and it seems to have been intended as exactly that, a soundtrack for a party. Released by a particularly cheesy sort of German record label, bunch of session musicians, again, a classic psychedelic exploitation album by a non-existent band. But it has been rediscovered, and some people have written of it as requiring a redefinition of krautrock, also described as a proto-kraut monster. Make your own mind up. Staff, Carpenborg, and the Electric Corona. We had a track from that album called Stainy Heavy Needles. Then we had, out of Japan, the Flower Travelin' Band with Teramasa Hino Quartet, a track called Dupe. Now that's also from 1970. So the Flower Travelin' Band, connected to the Japanese countercultural movement of the time, early heavy metal, very much psychedelic progressive rock, formed by Yuya Uchida. Now, we've had Yuya Uchida and the Flowers a few times. This is a later version of that band called the Flower Travelin' Band, formed by Yuya Uchida after he returned to Japan after visiting John Lennon in England, where he was introduced to bands such as Cream and also Jimi Hendrix Experience. Yuya Uchida with the Flowers released a fantastic album in 1968 called Challenge, on which there were covers of Cream, Jefferson Airplane, Hendrix, Big Brother and the Holding Company. But this one is from 1970, Flower Travelin' Band, with Teramasa Hino. He was a trumpeter, well known in Japan. So a collaboration called Dupe. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60's Garage Punk Show. Well, here's a slice of 60's psychedelia, New Zealand style. The band is called Quincy Conserve. They started out in 1967, one of the biggest bands in the North Island of New Zealand. Actually, their career more notably in the 1970s. This track features Shane Hales on lead vocals, actually credited to Shane and Quincy Conserve. Shane Hales, English immigrant, he was the lead singer of that raucous New Zealand garage band called The Pleasers up until June 1967. Then he joined an Auckland band called the Jamestown Union. So this is Shane and Quincy Conserve, picture up on our Facebook page. Track called San Francisco Girls.
Out there in summertime, milk and honey day. Oh, San Francisco girl, with San Francisco.
And that wraps episode 381 of Retrospect, part 3 in our Psychedelic September series, our very first Psychedelic September series. More great stuff coming up next week, but I'm going to wrap, as I always do, with an instrumental. Now, this is another variation on the psychsploitation theme, or is it jazz rock? All I can tell you is it's very strange, very kitschy. It's credited to the first international sex opera band. I can guarantee they were not a real band. The LP was called Anita. It is 2 15-minute long jazz rock jams overlaid with moans, groans, and screams, and apparently only sold in German sex shops. So we'll have a little bit of this title track, Anita. This is the first international sex opera band, wrapping our third part of Psychedelic September. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60's Garage Punk Show.
Ah! Ladies and gentlemen, when you feed your children on rock and roll, you're feeding them on something that destroys their virtue and their willpower.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.